The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens.
What's happening, everybody? I am the Swaggy Blurred Winston A. Marshall.
And I'm your resident supervillain, Mr. J. Washington.
And welcome to Blurreds in the Hood. We back with another episode for your asses. And first of all, we just gonna get out the way. Yes, we is matching. No, nobody has to go change. We're doing this because we want to rep Mr. Al Hardy. He is a Alfonso Hardy. He is a, a life coach and a personal, not a personal trainer, but like a mental personal trainer. You know what I'm saying? Like to help people kind of get through their stuff. And he puts out this dope apparel, like Black Men Are Dope. He has one that says Black Women Are Dope. Black Love Is Dope. Like all sorts of just really cool stuff. So we wanted to give him a shout out at the top of the show. I saw Jay put his on and I was like, well, damn, if you just got yours, I guess I'll put mine on. Clearly I didn't iron my shit yet because his just came out the box. So it's looking fresh. Mine just came out the laundry. It is what it is. But you know, we just wanted to give a shout out to him, but we want to give a shout out to y'all. Thank you so much for coming back to another live episode, man. Like we love doing this every single week and we can't do it without y'all. Let's be real. Like y'all are the reason that we come back here every single day. So I just want to click on a few people. Shout out. What's up? I saw Ryan said he really needed this today. Glad to have you here. Some of the regulars, MK, what's good? I see Soul in the building. What's good? Everybody here. Shirt's looking good. I appreciate that. We just wanted to say what's up to y'all and say that we appreciate everything that you do. And we got some good stuff for you today on the docket. But let's just start it off how we started off. You know what it is, Jay. Nigga, how you been doing?
Nigga, listen, I've been dealing with some things.
Yeah.
I've been dealing with some things. I dealt with a lot of depression recently. And the reason I found out why my depression went so high. My depression went so high, ladies and gentlemen, because my dumb ass was on all of the testosterone supplements. Now, I'm not saying that my testosterone is low. No, not at all. I'm shooting good and stamina's great, goddammit. What it is I decided I was working out and I was like, I want to keep the build going and everything. Well, guess what extra testosterone pills do, ladies and gentlemen? Makes you angry and sad as fuck for no reason. You know what I'm saying? I was around this motherfucker mad at the simplest of things. I could be looking for an orange paint marker. And I'd be like, where the fuck is the marker? Like, I'd snap out, bro. So I literally took the pill. Like, I had bought a set. I went through the 30-day supply, which you're supposed to. I forgot you're supposed to not do it for another 30 days. But then I have gone straight to a second supply. So what I did, instead of keeping it, instead of saying, yo, I'm just not going to take these, I put these to the side, I actually emptied the bottle, threw them all out in the garbage can, threw the bag out, pills gone. Now I'm better, and I'm trying to figure out where the fuck I got a bruise on my arm from. Because, you know, like, I've been working out like crazy with y'all in the gym.
Yo, man, look at this. Stop the juice, Jay.
What the juice? I bought it from Amazon.
I mean, I'm glad to figure it out. I'm not going to get into your business, but it's one of the things that, like, I'm glad to know, like, when me and you had a talk last week that there was something deeper there, because I was genuinely, like, because there was a lot of rage. There was a lot of rage, so I was genuinely concerned about you. So I'm glad that we found that there was a source kind of fueling it. You know what I mean? It's not to say that there aren't things to be upset about as Black men, as people in the middle of a pandemic, as just life in general. But it is very good to know that there was something else there.
Like, see, because here's the thing. I don't want everybody thinking that the reason my workouts have been the way they are and the results are the way they are was just because of those. No, I'd already been getting those on my own. I've been around this bitch killing the game, okay? Have y'all not seen the sweaty selfies? God damn it, by the way, today is National Nude Day. Oh, hit me up, ladies. DMs are open. I'm bullshitting. But no, it's like all the time I constantly kept putting in the work. Yeah. And so I just felt like I needed a boost. And like I said, you can get natural like testosterone boosters, GNC, all these different places. So it's nothing to it. but it was just that my testosterone had already jumped up high because of how much I've been working out in the house on the quarantine and all this shit. I was around this mug like Hulk Rip Cameron. Hey,
what the fuck is wrong with us? So you out here taking steroids and I'm out here taking meth. Like we just both like for those that don't know that story before.
And here's why I'm gonna clarify that up real quick with the steroids. This is why I'm gonna clear this up.
Your balls didn't shrink that much.
Balls didn't shrink. I still got my man. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting here. It's not a baby's arm holding an apple, but God damn it, I'm strong. God damn it, I got girth and length. Quit playing. I got this.
Nigga, shut up. I'm laughing at some of these ones. So first of all, he was saying you're looking huge. That makes sense. You don't want testosterone, steroid huge. You want regular huge. I also love that Kenneth was like, you sneezed and David and beat your own ass for making too much noise. Also, the homie said, got the hickey on the forehand. That's the forearm. That's my dog. But this is the best one right here. Dump it in the trash, not down the drain. Just get rid of that shit. But what did he say? Trying to keep his place cool enough to stream with his clothes on. I mean, these are facts, bro. It's hot as fuck in this bitch. I'm very grateful for my wall thing. So to actually to for those that are like meth, what the fuck are you talking about? So there was a pre-workout that I was taking, and then I'll get into what's going on with me right now. There's a pre-workout that I was taking that it used to be back in the day, the way they would do these pre-workouts, they would essentially use the formula for meth, but leave one or two little compounds off of it so it's not full blown. But you start to have some of the similar shit. So when I was taking it back when we were still able to play dodgeball and shit, like I would be like, before I'd be like, man, I probably got like half a game or a game in, but now I'm like, now I'm out here like, nah, nigga, we gonna play for 2-3 hours. Let's go. And I'm doing all sorts of jumps and shit that my fat ass shouldn't be able to do. And I just couldn't figure it the fuck out. And then I went to go get some more pre-workout when we started these workouts. And I asked the person, I was like, hey, I used to get this shit called Broken Arrow, which should have been a tip. But I was like, I can't find it anymore. He goes, yeah, because it had meth in it. I said, bitch, what? And he was like, yeah, man, it was meth. He explained that to me. And I said, oh. So I finally have pre-workouts that aren't going to fuck me up. But like, I was really upset that from now on when I play Never Have I Ever, I can't say Never Have I Ever done meth. It's very
which is a black man, and it's one thing you should not. You should be like, never have I done meth as a black man. You should be like, yeah, never. Now you got to be like, everybody got to look at you awkwardly as you just go.
I mean, again, if it makes you feel any better, at least at the time before the FDA really cracked back down, let me finish chewing. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, because you're really a petty just sitting there talking. We're trying to run a professional show, and here you are talking with all of your mouth full while you eating dumplings.
Just full of dumplings. I mean, look, that was the whole thing is that, like, again, they had found a way because the compound essentially looked the same in all these pre-workouts when this first happened.
Yeah.
They got clever and decided to take the compound essentially on the other end of the fucking formula off so it didn't necessarily look like the same thing at first glance. So it got approved by the FDA for like a year or two. It wasn't until they went back and they were like, nigga, what the fuck you think you're doing? That they finally cracked down on this company and it's completely gone. So I'm a little pissed. I don't like the fact that like this is something that was recommended in a real store and was like okayed and all that shit and I got duped. But it is what it is, man. Like,
Look, luckily your heart is in the right place and still intact because with meth, your heart can explode. Yes, I've said that for the longest, Saul.
I was pretty worried that my heart, there was a couple times I took it and we were working out and I was like, damn, why is my heart beating 200 times a minute?
You know what that means? 200 times a minute means you should start to turn green, nigga.
You're getting 2 seconds to a heart explosion. Like,
well, your heart can't, it depends on the person. Your heart can't, it's not supposed to. Your heartbeat can hit 200 beats.
And be all right, but yeah.
It can hit it, but it can't stay it. It depends on the person.
Like my nigga, I literally felt like sometimes playing and this should have been a tip, but sometimes playing dodgeball, I felt like Carlton in the episode where he accidentally takes.
When he's like, go Will, go whatever,
go Carlton. I was like, ah, catch, ah, cut a bitch, ah, die, ah, bitch, ah, what up? About
the first time I ever did CrossFit. And I said, people who do CrossFit look like Carlton on The Fresh Prince when he took the pills out of Will's locker. Like, people who do CrossFit put cocaine in a Gatorade. Like, yo, that is, bro.
And so also, listen, Fuck no, because that was a self-hate nigga. No, I'm not no goddamn Clayton Bigsby. Get that shit out of him.
He was so aggressive so early.
I took meth.
Who on the extra testosterone? You. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. Get your questions in. If you want to donate, support the show. What this is, yes, it's a weekly live show. Yes, we're all in the midst of a pandemic and a lot of things have shut down. And California has shut back down again, which we'll talk about.
We'll talk about it. But nigga, I didn't talk about what I'm doing. You didn't ask me the question. I've been chilling, man. We had an emergency on SEN on Monday where Christian 2 minutes before goes, yeah, my house just got flooded, so somebody got to take over. So I hosted SEN on Monday, and it seems like people kind of enjoyed it, man. It was dope to do that, and I'm hoping that more opportunities present themselves in various facets. I've got some stuff that I'm excited about, but there's nothing to be excited about until there's something to be excited about, if that makes sense. So I'll share as that comes up. But other than that, fuck, man. I don't know. Like, spending time with my girl, my dog makes me very happy. Just about all I got. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, it's just work. So, you know.
Man, listen, I've been working my ass. I'm trying to, I guess, because, you know, you and I have this discussion regularly about trying to pace yourself at the same time of keeping active. Who won't be involved? But we're talking about like pacing yourself, and like, you know, for me, I feel like since you know me, I've been a workaholic.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I have to do something. It's got to be productive. If I'm just doing the same things over and over and over and over again, then sometimes it feels like it's not serving a purpose for me. Yeah. I forgot to mention, I watched The Old Guard on Netflix with Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
That shit is so dope.
I've heard. Keep talking. I'm going to turn the AC on. I thought I could get away with the fan. It's too fucking hot.
So yeah, I watched that. If you haven't checked, check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/JAYWashington80. My review for that is up there. I'm currently watching The Warrior Nun. I get it. Yo, I'm starting to get more into these comic book adaptations that aren't the basic Marvel and DC or stuff you know of. But anyway, since he's back, let's get into our first topic of the day. It was hard to figure out which one we wanted to make first. It was real difficult because there's so much different stuff happening. One of the biggest things has been the Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, and August Alsina
entanglement,
right? So for those who don't know, Jada decided to tweet out, I forgot to get the tweet, she was bringing herself to the Red Table. And the Red Table is basically referencing her talk show, Red Table Talk, that she does on Facebook, right? Exclusively on Facebook. So she brought herself to the table along with her husband, Will Smith. And they brought it all out, and then they were talking about it. And she started, so Will was like, yo, so you need to tell the people what happened. Because, of course, the two of them know what happened. We just know August Alsina's account. And so she was like, yeah, and blah, blah, blah. And I ended up in an entanglement with August.
And you Will, ended up in what?
An entanglement with August.
You and I decided we were going to take our space, and what happened?
Yeah, and then I got into an entanglement with August, an entanglement with August, an entanglement with August, an entanglement, an entanglement, an entanglement with August, an entanglement with August, an entanglement with August, an entanglement, an entanglement, an entanglement with August, an entanglement with August, an entanglement with August,
an entanglement, an entanglement,
an entanglement with August. I got into an entanglement with August.
An entanglement
with August. With August. With August. An entanglement with August. An entanglement with August.
An entanglement
with August. With August.
August. August.
Entanglement with August. An entanglement with August. An entanglement. An entanglement. An entanglement with August. An entanglement with August. An entanglement with August. An entanglement. An entanglement.
Oh, an entanglement.
You know what's funny? Because I want to know how many people actually try not to watch the video but try to pay attention to us to see how much of us they can see in the background. Dance into it. So, of course, that meme spawned off from that. Now, here was another big discussion that came. So, of course, people add, we're making fun of the situation. Of course, we call it the entanglement and everything. But somebody made the
greatest. You just put this in here. I didn't even see that.
Yes, though. Yes, though.
Bro. What the fuck?
Yeah, bro.
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ!
I did yes, not indeed. See that until right now. Holy shit.
So, one of the edits that somebody did is one of the greatest edits of one of the greatest scenes in, honestly, television history involving Will Smith. Check this out.
Years ago, you know? Ain't like I'm gonna be sitting up every night asking my wife, when's August coming over, you know? Who needs him, right? I had a couple trash movies, right? Wild Wild West, that was garbage, right? I, Robot, that was a subpar movie. Okay, 7 pounds was born, right? Right? But I did Bad Boys 1, Bad Boys 2, I Am Legend. Hey, August is 14 when I did Pursuit of Happiness. He's 21 years younger than her. To hell with them! I ain't need her then and I don't need her now. Now, you know what, Uncle Phil? I'm gonna do Bad Boys 4 without her. I'm gonna do I Am Legendary without her. I'm gonna do a CD. I'm gonna do a whole bunch of songs. It'll be the best CD there ever was. And I sure as hell don't need it for that, because all she gonna do is throw Tupac in my face in front of my kids. How come she don't want me, man? August never wore hats, nigga.
It's funny because hold on, let's try and get the rest of these memes out because they're pretty funny. Like what else we got? Was that it?
That was it. Okay. Yeah, that was all I threw up.
Okay. Because like here's my big thing. Let's play the actual final clip of the Red.
That's what I was about to go to.
Yeah, let's do that right now.
This is the actual ending of their Red Table Talk that has a lot of people talking.
And I don't think it's about getting anybody back.
No, for me it is.
Okay. I'll give you that petty if that's what you want. but, you know, I will definitely say it's just part of it.
Yeah.
You know, if you expect to be with somebody for a lifetime.
25 years and counting.
We ride together.
We die together.
Bad marriage for life.
I mean, and I actually love this. I would highly recommend that people go and watch the Red Table Talk in its full entirety if you haven't. Yeah. I know we're giving Jada shit for the term entanglement because that definitely seems like somebody trying to not quite call it what it is and tap dance around it. But here's the truth. You watch the Red Table Talk, they talk about how they were literally at a point where they were done with each other.
They were separated.
They were already separated, and it was only a matter of time before they got divorced. What ended up happening, though, is they both went their separate ways. They both went and did stuff, because Jada even says, you know, we're done with all that. And he's like, he's joking about, I'm not.
You got it out the way already.
Right, implying that he also was doing this, and that's the thing, because of that separation or their open marriage or whatever.
I'd like to say for the record, Margot Robbie nor Charlize Theron ever said anything. Okay, continue.
Anyway, my point is that as they talk about throughout that interview, one, marriages are fucking hard, and there are points in a lot of people's lives with jobs, with relationships, with whatever, where you're like, I'm done, I'm out, I don't need this in my life anymore. And that's the point that they were honestly at. But they went to therapy, they worked it out, and they have an understanding of stuff that worked out. I think the only reason people love to talk about this face that Will was making, hold on one second, was this one, is honestly because what was going on between their marriage was between them. By August running his mouth out there, they clearly had gotten through this trauma, but now their business is out in these streets.
So allow me to interject as a formerly married man. I've been married before. And so, yes, marriage in itself is hard. Marriage is people think that, oh, well, we were together in a relationship and we lived together and blah, blah, blah. What makes a marriage so much more difficult? there is a level of responsibility that's now added on. There's a legal level of responsibility. And yes, when you separate, you're separated with the intent. Both of you all have this agreement that we're separated. We're going to do our own thing, right? If we come back together, we come back together. But as of right now, we're not together. So whoever Jada slept with, whoever Will slept with, that's then. And like you just said, I think Will is upset, yes, because he had to revisit it, but more so because their business is out in the street.
Right. Now, I agree. I also think the only thing that to me this feels a little ugly with, honestly, but everybody's going to do what they're going to do. If you look at the fact that August apparently was ill, that was a friend of Jaden's. And so he was kind of like a family friend for that to be kind of what happened and not like something outside of their family. That's the only thing about this that rubs me the wrong way personally.
I know what rubbed me the wrong way. Hmm. They kept calling this nigga Aug.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's my point. He's essentially family. He's essentially like their little nephew.
Yeah.
As far as like, again, he is one of Jaden's friends. He's Jaden's age and was in the family. And they even talk about he was really sick and he was with the family. We were helping him out. That's the only thing about it that makes me feel a little bit weird personally.
So this brings up the question that I brought up to you before we recorded, because I wanted to, because this has been a thing that's been going around and it started to get traction. And I honestly want to know people's thoughts on this. Now, Jada Pinkett Smith at the time was 44 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Late 40s. August Alsina was like 24 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Jada says in the Red Table Talk, she was broken. She needed to feel good. August was looking for somebody for some help, and she latched on to him. And then after their thing broke off, August said nothing to her. Here's my question. Are we keeping the same energy for Jada Pinkett Smith that we would keep for any dude if the situation was reversed? Because we have to be realistic and honest with ourselves. If this was a dude who said he wanted to feel good and he just wanted to be, you know, feel like somebody, and he found a 24-year-old woman who was looking for help and he glommed onto her and the same thing happened, we would be crucifying this man to the gills right now.
I mean, I agree. But I also think that, again, I still think the thing that further drives it home is that he was a this is a young mind, like you said, same within the family too.
Add
the family into it too. I agree with you. If the roles were reversed, if one of Willow's friends, of legal aid,
friends.
It could have been one of Jane's female friends, but yes, if you would completely flipped it and this was Will that had done some shit, people would be annihilating him. And I do think that is a crazy double stick, because this is the same shit that happens with teachers and high school students. Typically, like, yeah, you're seeing more cases are coming up against these female teachers that are in those situations, but society as a whole eviscerates the male. Now, I'm not saying that anybody should get away with this. I'm just saying we should keep the same energy of like, that's fucked up. Mm-hmm. Let me be very clear. But like, they'll eviscerate a male teacher for doing that. But a female teacher does that. They're like, well, she was hot, or, oh, well, it was troubled or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I want to make sure people don't view this or hear this and think that we're coming off in a misogynistic type of front, because we've never done that. We never will do that. We're all about, we're going to play this table even. So should the same energy be given to Jada Pinkett Smith that it would be given to a dude? Now, again, at the end of the day, their relationship is their relationship. And I understand that that's their business. However, now we know about their business. And what we know is a subject that we hear many times before. So that was something I wanted to bring up.
I agree. And I don't have anything. I personally do not have an issue with an age gap scenario. I know some people
don't care about the age gap.
I don't really care about that. If Jada wanted to go get a young gun and do that, that's fine. For me, it was the fact that the kid, like, I understand she was hurt, but she went for someone who was very vulnerable, and she went for somebody that was technically almost like family. Those are the things that rub me the wrong way personally. But all of that said, tell us what you think in the comments and do us a favor. I'm seeing right now that we've got, it looks like probably about 60, 70 y'all watching live on Twitter, somebody watching on Twitch. Thank you so much. If you haven't already, hit that like button. It helps us with the algorithm. Like, the more people are liking it and whatnot, then they go, oh, hey, you like XYZ, you should check this show out with these two niggas that be wearing matching shirts and talk a lot of shit. And they play, you know, all sorts of random things on their channel all the time. Like, I don't know this. Meow.
All right. All right, so let's go to some of our Streamlabs right now. For those of you guys who are showing support, we appreciate it. We thank you so much. I can't stress this enough because, again, this is our job. And also, it helps to get the equipment we need. You can tell Winston got a dope-ass new camera. I need a new camera to, like, kind of build up these things. Like, I really need equipment for stuff. Like, I really do. But anyway, streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/TIP. streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. Winston, do you have them up?
I do. Here we go. First one from Corey Scott Johnson. Thank you for your donation. Jay, the Bears just released a statement that they are in an entanglement with every tight end in the league.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Corey.
Alberto Rios, thank you for your donation. Delisha, random question. Thank you. First of all, thank you for your donation. Random question. Who do you think has put out the best album in the last 10 years? So that we're going to say back to 2010.
Ooh.
I mean, it's going to be biased because we obviously don't listen to all genres. Because there could be arguments made for some of these people that have put out some country and some pop albums. But I would have to say either personally, Take Care. I think Take Care is Drake's only real classic. I think that he has good albums, but that's a classic that front to back, you can listen to that without any skips. I think that Tyler the Creator's album that just dropped with Earthquake. Oh God damn it! What's the name of the album? Someone will say it in the thing. Good Kid, Mad City. And then the last one, honestly, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yes, and I have to acknowledge, yo, my homegirl Karama Horn, the Blurred Girl, is in here.
What up?
She is so amazing. Listen, if you all have not, there are people I will plug and promote, and I know what they do and how hard they work. This is one of them. She busts her ass with everything she does. So if you all can check out her channel, check out everything she does, follow her over on Twitter and Instagram at the Blurred Girl. Huh?
No, I'm saying she's the shit. I just, we met doing the Funimation Con together. We were both hosting. She's the shit.
And I need her to let me know when she finally, she's one of the people I've been wanting to get on here, but her ass be extra fucking busy.
Yeah. Like,
she's one hey, of the like, I mean, I can't be mad at her. Like, her schedule is so jam-packed. And I'd be like, that's one of my people that I'm like, yo, I got to have on the show. But she got to make time. So now she see what time we do the show. So now she need to let me know. It's
can't
just
think, can't think shit.
So she need to let me know.
That's it for the Streamlabs for now. But please, 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 we greatly appreciate any and all donations. That's how we keep the lights on, man. That's how we're able to do this show for y'all, for show. You can also follow our Patreons. If you don't already, you can see Jay's over there, patreon.com/JayWashington. Mine, patreon.com.
I love you. That's why I called you out.
It is out of love. It is just out of love, for show. But all right, let's now that we got the Streamlabs currently out of the way, let's move on to the next story.
So this is kind of funny for me, and it goes in the realm of who we are as blurs, black nerds, and nerddom world. So Star Wars news dropped that they were doing a sequel, if you will, to the Clone Wars, and it's called Star Wars. Where is it? Let me make sure I got it on the thing because I put it in here. I'll acknowledge that in a second.
Okay.
The Bad Batch, right?
Yeah.
So when everybody saw this, everybody had the same immediate thought. With like Star Wars, the Bad Batch? Because like, let's
go. Bro, it's just Ahsoka Tano and Rey just out in these streets just being bad bitches, fucking people up and shit.
Who wouldn't want to see the Bad Bitch of Star Wars saga? Like,
is it like Megan Thee Stallion out here with the lightsaber talking about, I'm a savage. What's happening?
You got Darth Yonce.
You mean Dark? It would be Darth Bay, wouldn't it be? Darth Bay?
Dark Yonce, either or. So everybody thought of it, and somebody came up with the creative way to rehash that logo, and I'm here for this one. The Bad Bitch.
Like, I love it. I love it, man.
This needs to be on a t-shirt. Who ain't trying to go see the Bad Bitch?
As a matter of fact, I have a question. If Karama's still in here, do you do sketches? Because, girl, there's the idea on the silver platter. Go be Star Wars the Bad Bitch and just out just here in the streets.
Star Wars the Bad Bitch.
Oh, my God. That would be fucking fire. If you need help, I'll help you shoot it. I don't give a fuck. That sounds hilarious. Wait a minute! Up! I'm really scared that that's gonna get clipped out, and I'm never gonna see the end of me fucking Darth Vader march twerking in my chair, bro. Oh man. But what, never done a sketch, but y'all give him, okay. See, there you go. Look, we'll call you and Cheyenne. Cheyenne be doing that. We'll get the two of y'all. We'll get you to do it. It'll be fucking amazing. I think that would be a look, that was just an idea. The bad bitch could twerk. She could just kill people with lightsabers. Instead of killing younglings, maybe you kill young Karens. I don't know. You can do whatever you want.
No bullshit.
God damn it.
With the death march and twerks.
I am never going to hear the end of that at all.
So I want to go into another story we have that's been making, how do I put this? So Terry Crews, first and foremost, doesn't shut the fuck up. All right. Terry Crews yesterday tweeted this. Frederick Douglass had to resist white abolitionists who were afraid of his clarity of speech would harm the movement. They actually encouraged him, since he was a former slave, to talk and act like a slave to garner sympathy. He refused. Why in the entire fuck are you trying to compare yourself to Frederick Douglass? Because you're not. You're not. It's really ridiculous.
I mean, to me, that wasn't the takeaway. The takeaway that I got was what then happened with Chance the Rapper, who... I know that's where you were headed. I was just gonna say, so for those that didn't hear, on July 4th, because fuck him, Kanye decided to announce that he was running for president. Fuck him. So we talked about this last week. So Chance, tired of seeing people go in on Ye, goes, are y'all really pro Biden or are y'all just anti Ye? Is that one of the tweets that you
know? I don't have any of those.
You don't have that one. Okay, so that's how it started. And people started giving him real arguments about, like, hey, we don't need another bunch of millionaires that know nothing about policy and running the country and us having to handhold them through being president. We need people that actually know what the fuck they're doing to help us in the middle of a pandemic and another recession and all the shit going on. So Chance is out here being like, when you realize you're at the top of the hill and you may have to die on it, right?
So sounded like, and everybody knew that Ye and Chance are like this. If it wasn't for Ye, Chance was blowing up, but you know, Ye helped Chance get on a bigger level as a Chicagoan who covered the music scene in Chicago at the time when Chance was coming up. I know this. Go ahead.
Yeah. So that's when Chance started with that, and then Terry Crews said, "Nah, Chance."
Somebody tweeted Terry Crews at first.
They said it's Terry Crews tweeting for you, Chance. Chance the Rapper is just doing the math and seeing a lot of things that don't add up. This is what happens when you think for yourself. And guess who did an about face real quick, fast, and in a hurry? Okay, I'm sprinting down the hill now. I understand the probability of being one of the 14th presidential seat, and I understand that everyone voting for Biden isn't necessarily doing so enthusiastically. I'm for Black liberation, but do not accept my recent endorsement of Terry Crews.
So Terry Crews was
like, he also put this one out the minute Terry Crews said that. He put the Denzel be like, fuck, as Malcolm X. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm in tears, bro. I
don't understand. Like, we're trying to, like, I'm trying to figure out what the fuck has happened to Terry Crews. And I think this one says it the best. Nope, that ain't the one. I had it. Terry fired his handler. I think that's the thing. Somebody has, because out of nowhere, we've seen I said it last week and I'll say it again this week. We are watching the origin story of his villainry. We're watching how Terry Crews becomes the villain. We're watching it week by week. It's progressing and it's getting terrible.
I mean, I just can't download it fast enough. My argument would be that this nigga is just full blown in the sunken place, bro. Like, and it may not have been like a teacup and hypnotism, but it is that paycheck and it is that status and all that kind of stuff.
Or, this is the best way you describe Terry Crews right now.
Look at the cool. Oh my God, Kenneth has a point. What if he's on the pre-workout and the testosterone and this nigga is having a full rage meth out?
Euro training.
I mean, look, man, I always thought he was funny, like real talk, but there is something to be said about someone that was like, oh, my stomach!
The best thing about this is everybody's been saying Terry Crews is his White Chicks character. Which, if you remember him playing Latrell and White Chicks,
Negro, please. Yeah. You mean you, it's like, I'm sorry. You're upset that I'm not a woman, that you're not white.
You got to do it right. He's like, you mean to tell me that you are not? He's like, yeah, dog, I'm a man. White? Jigaboo, please. Like,
set the deception.
Like, it's really, we're watching the villain origin story. It is really fucking ridiculous. Yes, he is becoming president. What the fuck was his name? Because I just watched it about 2 weeks ago. Because if you watch Idiocracy, you're like, he's becoming that level of dumb, and it's ridiculous. I don't think, we always say this, words have power. Mm-hmm. Words have action. And I know a lot of people speak and say, well, no one wants to hear from celebrities or this, that, and the third. That's not always true, because guess what? These celebrities you don't want to hear from have a reach. They've gotten to that platform for a reason. People support them and they have that reach. So when they speak, people will listen. Unfortunately, Terry Crews doesn't realize that when he speaks, white supremacists glom onto him and hold onto his every fucking word.
Yeah, I agree. Real quick, someone mentioned about the Look at the Coons video, which I'm going to play again. Did you notice that they are not mixed in with anybody else? They are by themselves in the coon section. You see that shit? They had one section they were allowed to be in.
They're like, oh, all you coons, right? It's nothing but white around them. And they're like, oh, no, we're special. Yeah, no.
But I think the other part of it, too, to be honest with you, they're probably all comped like that because there's so few of them. If they were peppered throughout, you would not even know there were black people there.
You would never know they were there. You'd be like, well, who the fuck got on a dark t-shirt?
Yeah, but if you notice, Trump has done that multiple times during his campaign.
He has to go because there's not enough of them as he makes his team. He
puts them in a section or he specifically puts them right behind him. So he goes, see, I got Negroes.
And it's always the two most weirdest looking Negroes ever, like the most dumbest Negroes in the hood. That he's like, hey, give these Negroes signs to say blacks for Trump.
And which, you know, that's like, not the shit that kills me. It's the white people with the signs that say blacks for Trump.
Blacks for Trump. Like, to Trump. Like, you be the whitest of white person with a Latino for Trump sign. And you like, you might want to have a seat.
Look at the coons.
All right, let's go to our next story real quick before we go to some more of our Streamlabs. So here's the biggest thing that happened over the past week that was Florida reopened after having over 15,000 confirmed positive cases of COVID-19 in one day.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought Florida's been open, but then Disneyland opened.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Florida's been open, but they had 15,000 positive cases in one day. So then Disney World was like, yo, we're welcoming everybody back. We're going to have fun. They made this nice little trailer to say, everything's great and ready for you. Well, somebody was a fucking genius and decided to put the...
Just play it. They took the commercial that Disney World put out and they decided to change the soundtrack.
So check this out. Creep on in, on in, on in.
It's so good. It is so good. And it does feel like a trailer for a new Jordan Peele movie.
It is so terrifying, though. especially when it drops. This hit different, yep. Like, especially when it drops and Walt Disney World comes across the
screen. Which, by the way, you know we're going to have to deal with that copyright claim, right? You know that's coming. Because they had enough of the original. I mean, it's fine. We'll deal with it. Like, it's not going to be the end of the world. But I'm just saying, I just thought about it. And I was like, there's too much of the OG song slash the song from the movie is like a copywritten song. It doesn't matter. We'll be fine. I just thought about it.
Here's the thing. We're not monetized yet. That's why we're like, hey, we're not making money off the video. So, hey, streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/TIP. We appreciate all your donations.
When they're all waving,
that whole everything about that is terrifying. And again, I say this every week: getting diagnosed with COVID-19 is not an automatic death sentence, first and foremost. But if you can lower your risk of exposure and transmission to others, I know that there are a lot of people there with masks on, and some people are trying to social distance and whatnot. That's fine. But at the same time,
God damn it, she's right. God damn it. You didn't see it?
You just let go about
God damn it.
Yeah. Plausible deniability. Yep, it's gone. It's gone. So I mean that's all right. I want to try to have some we got a couple sad stories we have to bring up that we would be remiss as members of the nerd community, first and foremost, if we didn't. It is very hard. So Grant Imahara, who was the co-host of Mythbusters and the White Rabbit Project, he died yesterday at the age of 49. He died of a brain aneurysm. Now, he was an electrical engineer and a roboticist by training. He also worked at Lucasfilm's THX, Industrial Light, and Industrial Light and Magic Divisions. I did not know him personally, but I have seen the tributes and the pouring of love and hurt throughout our nerd community that we all are connected to out here and just abroad, not even just here in Los Angeles, abroad. And his reach and his influence on people's lives was widespread.
No, I know, man. And I same thing, didn't know him, knew of his work. I was around a friend, when they found out and just hollered like they had lost a family member. And that's the thing. He really was out here in these streets, man, and people loved him. And that to me is the other thing that's kind of trippy is that, that shit is fucking scary.
Because it comes out of nowhere.
Even more so than heart attacks and everything else. That shit
let me not say out of nowhere. Here's the problem. You can't, unless you are regularly getting CAT scans that can tell you you may be at risk for one, you don't know it. But you're not going to get CAT scans on the regular if you don't have any headaches and things like that.
Yeah.
So, a brain aneurysm is terrifying. But go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No. That was that. So, rest in peace to him. That was yesterday. And then also yesterday, Naya Rivera was indeed found. She was found in the lake. They had done the search hoping to find her alive. Unfortunately, that was not possible. They apparently used the last of her energy, similar to the homie you lost earlier this year, to save her son.
Yeah,
but did not have enough energy to save herself.
I heard that, and when I heard that her last thing was saving her son, it instantly broke me. First of all, again, as a parent first and foremost, but to hear that, and it reminds me instantly of what Shad Gaspar did, you know. And as a parent, we all say parents say this. If you're not a parent, I don't think you'll understand this. To be quite honest, when you say you'll give your life for your child, it is the most serious sentiment and statement you will ever make, because it is proven you will give your life for your child.
Yeah,
there's always a saying that a parent should never outlive their child.
Yeah,
it's.
It's rough, man. I mean, we were even talking about there was some, I can't remember which celebrity it was, but the idea that like somebody was like 100 something and their child was like 80 and died, and how that 100-year-old was still devastated, because even it doesn't matter if like your child lived a full life like that. We're not meant to bury our children.
You know, we're not meant to bury our kids.
They're supposed to be the legacy that we leave behind, not the other way around. And so
real quick, I want to change the thing real quick, because I know a song.
Yeah, of course.
So Wish Williams says, put the Streamlabs link in the description from now on. Well, if I'm not mistaken, it's in the description.
Is it?
It should be. If it's not, I'll change that. But however,
hey, I'll go open YouTube. Hold on.
Yeah, go open YouTube. If it's not there, we can completely edit it immediately.
It is, but it's not set as a link. So like, for example, how you could click on the link to go to Twitter or Instagram, it's not an active link to click on. I don't know why. Oh, try putting in, do you have it open? Because I don't.
Scans still don't show brain injuries until you have one. Yeah, now that is true. I know for a fact you are a stroke survivor, and you definitely would be the main person to speak on with that. Now, what were you saying, Wentz?
It's not. I'm gonna try and edit it right now. It's not. It's not. It's you need to put the http://.
That's what I didn't put in, the HTTP. Okay,
I got it. I'm already done.
Okay, well, that's done. So the link is in the comments for those who watch this later. I keep forgetting when it comes to the description, you have to add http://, because a lot of times it won't read the website. Sometimes it'll read just www, depending on what it is. Right. Yeah, this is very sad. People have been saying, man, 2020 as a whole has just sucked. And it's true. This year has just been one of pain and torment all the way around. And I will say, I believe somebody made a good point. It was a funny theory, shall I say. They were like, somebody keeps trying to go back in time to stop this shit.
And they're making it worse. Holy shit. I didn't think about that. That's brilliant.
They keep making it worse.
Oh my God.
This is a butterfly effect
all over again.
This is trying to butterfly effect.
This is butterfly effect. See you yesterday, Groundhog Day, and tomorrow. Oh my God.
They keep trying to fix it. Because think about it. Murder Hornets were his main thing. And then all of a sudden, we ain't heard about him at all.
Someone went and fixed the timeline and then refucked it up. Bro, but see what's weird about that is that normally it seems like all those timelines are completely different timelines. You know what I'm saying? But I
believe we're living in a real life flashpoint. I don't care what nobody says. I believe somebody like a Barry Allen literally saved his, somebody tried to save somebody close to them and said, fuck everything else that'll happen. And was like, I'm not going to fix this shit. Like, and it was like, let it be. Because there is no, here's the only reason, another reason I can say that there's no way the Simpsons could have been predicting everything damn near on the money.
God damn it, Barry. Everybody knew Barry Allen like a motherfucking
now. It's a Barry Allen problem. Because the Simpsons that predicted everything. You know, the Simpsons did it. Simpsons predicted it. So
that's true, man. I just think we've seen, I mean, this seems almost on par with what was it? Was it 2009? And then also 2016, I believe it was also heavy with celebrity deaths, man. And like, obviously we've seen a lot of regular deaths because of COVID, like it's just spike shit, but it seems like an unusually high number of celebrities and especially high profile ones. I mean, oh no. Yeah, we definitely have to get her on the show. Holy shit. Yeah, we definitely have to get her on the show. I mean, yeah, man, it's rough. So I just want to, you know, rest in peace to both Grant and Naya. I mean, you have affected so many people and know that you were gravely missed, but we hope that you are resting in paradise. But let's go on to a happy story to round it out before we get to the last of the Streamlabs. For those that are not familiar, Viola Davis was just on the cover of Vanity Fair again, and Dario Calmessi photographed Viola Davis on the July-August cover of Vanity Fair, which actually marks the first time in the magazine's history that the cover was shot by a Black photographer. Davis said, my entire life has been a protest. My production company is my protest. Me not wearing a wig at the Oscars in 2012 is my protest. It is a part of my voice, just like introducing myself to you and saying, hello, my name is Viola Davis. This is huge. I can't wait till we get to the point where we don't need to announce any more firsts for Black people or women or Native Americans or Latinos or anybody that we can just say, so-and-so just did the cover, but that's not where we're at yet. We're working our way there. And so this is huge to know that we've got our first Black photographer to be able to do that. And for Viola to usher this in, that is how you use your celebrity for good. That is 1,000% how you use your celebrity for good.
Have you seen, I think it's the interview she's doing with Oprah, where she talks about how she's still not getting paid
properly.
Yep. She's still not getting paid properly. Remember, yep. Viola Davis is an Academy Award winner.
Okay. Two-time
Academy Award winner. A world-renowned
one for Fences, and or is it just the one? But she's a two-time nominee, one-time winner.
At least.
Multiple Emmys, multiple Tonys.
She's got the Tony. Yeah. She's got – only thing she needs is to start singing and get the Grammy, and she'll be an EGOT winner. And it's like she cannot still to this day. She talks about how a producer or director said, you're like the Black Meryl Streep.
Like, pay me like one.
Then pay me like one. And first of all, she doesn't have to be a Black Meryl Streep. She's the first Viola Davis.
Meryl Streep is the white Viola Davis. That's I understand that Meryl came first, but come on now. Like,
because here's the thing too, and this is not taking anything away from her accolades. It seems like every single movie that Meryl Streep has done for the past several years, the moment it drops, it is an automatic Best Picture contender.
Or she's automatically in talks for
the Oscar.
Or
she's automatically in talks for it. Automatic, because it's her. If you're saying that this woman, whose body of work has shown she's badass across the board, mm-hmm. not just she's not one-dimensional across the board. This woman deserves that truck backed up to her.
Yep.
And I know some people are like, oh, what are you trying to say? Because she's a Black woman? Yes, but that's not my main thing. It's because she's worth it.
Right. I completely agree. I completely agree, man. And so, you know, that was that's kind of the last of our news. So we're going to get into these Streamlabs and we'll do some plugs and we'll get out of here. So let's see. We got Delisha's. So from Cynthia Rogers, what's up, Cindy? She said, thank you for your donation. She says, meow. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord Jesus. AJ Jones, thank you for your donation. Thanks for the show. Well, thank you for that money, sir. I appreciate the donation. You're helping us out. G Smith with a large donation. Thank you so much. Dear white people, Charles Barkley and Terry Crews do not speak for Black people. You're damn right. Holy shit. Charles Barkley's ass out here talking shit too, man.
We talked about this on Game Time yesterday. Charles Barkley has always been that type of dude, unfortunately. He's always been this, I'm Black when I need to be Black, if that makes sense. I'm Black when it benefits me.
Yeah.
That's more so the words. I'm Black when it benefits me. But he'll say this other obscure shit that you're like, yo, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Kiersey, thank you for your donation. Delisha with another donation. Thank you, real quick. Did you all see Jill Scott was trending because some dude was being dragged for questioning why people thought her attractive?
Yo,
I didn't know that this happened. What happened?
So let me pull up the tweet.
Okay, so pull the tweet up, and while you're doing that, I'll keep reading Streamlabs. Just let me know when you have it. Mm-hmm. Another Streamlab from Rubik's OG1. Thank you for your donation. Let's get Jay some new equipment. Love you guys. Check out Dark on Netflix. It's literally amazing. Eric Kirby, thank you so much for your donation. Hey, guys, what are your thoughts on Black people giving other Black people shit because that Black person didn't grow up around other Black people and it doesn't matter what you say. They just don't accept you. I have a lot of thoughts on this because, again, being a Black man that was – as a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and go on the solo on this one because I got a little pissed. As a Black man that was raised around an exorbitant amount of white people, a bunch of rich, rich white people, this is one of the things that infuriated me to no end. It's one of the reasons why Joe Biden's comments pissed me off to no end when he said, if you can't decide between Trump and me, then you're not Black. It is nobody's place to tell anybody whether I know we just kind of said that about Barkley, but he makes that decision for himself where he decides to remove himself from his Blackness. But it's nobody's place to try and tell you that you're not Black from the standpoint that at the end of the day, Charles, you have something to say. I see you. Give me one.
No, I just want to let you know I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I see you. My issue is that this Charles is found by the wrong white cop. They don't see Charles Barkley, the former Phoenix Suns superstar, the former league MVP, the current host on NBA on TNT. They see a nigga. And that's the thing that I think a lot of people need to keep into check. Just because I'm into anime, just because I was good in school, just because I talk a certain way, I like country music, whatever the fuck it may be that makes you different from a standard black person does not take away your motherfucking blackness. We are not a monolith. The only thing that we have in common is that racism is still prevalent and people treat us differently. So I do feel some type of way about people trying to say that you are and aren't black and certain stuff. No. Yeah, I put Jay in the corner so I can speak some real shit. But there is a difference between a Candace Owens who is actively working against black folk, like the things that she is saying is dangerous, and just somebody who you grew up white and you like, you know, Thomas Rhett. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are two completely big differences there. And that's my soapbox.
So can I address something for a second? Like, yeah. I was over here like, I'm here. Real quick, I may not have experienced it to the full level in which you have, but I've experienced it a lot. Everybody knows when I tell you where I grew up. I grew up on 76 in Winchester in the hood of Chicago. Thank you. All right. So, no, I grew up in the hood. And as a hood in the hood where I always grew up, my mother was extremely overprotective of me. So I didn't get a chance at first to go out and just hang with everybody. I had to stay on my porch. And I had to always just draw my porch. And I was always that nerd. I was in school, always focused on school. I was the nerd with glasses. I was the nerd with a Jerry curl. But I was the nerd in my neighborhood growing up. And I was never black enough. But then when I started going to high school, I was never black enough. But I was then too black to hang with the white kids. You get what I'm saying? So I've dealt with that. And I've dealt with that, especially even now getting older. When I started stand-up, it was a certain way because I didn't do all the hood, urban rooms, urban type jokes that people would associate back in the day with a Comic View or a Def Jam. That just wasn't me. I want to talk about wild shit, like how I hate squirrels, things like that. And so I was not black enough for the black comics. But then when I tried to go up north, I was too black for the white comics. And then I just had to be me. So I get that. You, at the end of the day, all is seen is our skin color. No matter how you think of my personality or who I may be, my skin color is all that matters. And thank you. Your time.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So go ahead. You guys can go to AmericanIdol.com and vote who had the better speech about being black around white people.
We got a couple of other.
We got some more. We got a decent amount. Hold on. Let me try and get through these. Let's see. PC, thank you for your donation. First Winston, thank you for correcting Roka. LOL. Yes. Last time I checked. It was driving me crazy how Roka was saying it. Have you guys seen Snoop's video, One Blood, One Cuz? I have not. Is it like a Snoop Lion?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, also, no.
Yeah, somebody brought up a good point. Where is it? Don't forget you got that cardigan. Yeah, I was on the academic decathlon. My medals that I have for my academic decathlon sweater are in speech and interview.
Nigga, I was in all APs, like what I got, like a 5 on bio and chem and calculus. And niggas were like, oh, you one of them smart niggas. You know numbers and shit, huh, nigga? And I'm like, what? Like, are you for real? Like, you really coming to me because I can do math? Okay.
And for hold on real quick. For everybody who wants to know why I hate squirrels, here's why.
Is it because they had mold all over their ice cream and shit?
No. To me, squirrels are nothing but pumped up on steroids, done prison time rats that will try to take advantage of you and porch check you, okay? I was going to my buddy's house, and I was about to walk up to his porch, and it was a squirrel in front of the porch, and I'm 15,000 times bigger than the squirrel, right? And so I jumped at the squirrel thinking the squirrel would move, and he just looked and bucked up at me. And this motherfucker went, hootie hoo! And then here come two more squirrels, a pigeon, a raccoon with his gang-banging hands up, and I was like, I ain't got time for this shit for the day. So that's why I hate squirrels.
Is this why you work out so much so you can fight in the great squirrel war?
Squirrel in the street, my dog.
Oh my God. All right. Do it for cash. Thank you for your donation. Love the show. You both do great work. And as a follower, I'm glad y'all are getting more exposure. Please look up the tic-tac-toe song, Ty Snow from the Netflix show, 100 People on YouTube. It'll be a great laugh and the song will be stuck in your head. Fuck, nigga, you know what you forgot to put up because you were trying to show me the other day? The Smokey Robinson shit. Oh, hold on. Go ahead. I'll read a few more of these. Before we go, he has to show you this thing. Storm Shadow Rocks. Jay, spend this on the camera, not on any more tight ends. Thank you for that donation. Wow. Manny Rivera, thank you for the donation. What's up, Blurts? Fuck 2020. Agreed. I started this year with losing my dad. Fuck, man. And it's been crazy since. Thank y'all for doing what you're doing. Manny, I do remember you bringing that up on SEN. I'm so sorry, man. I hope that you are doing better now. Because, I mean, obviously, it doesn't ever go away. But I hope that the pain isn't as intense as it was when the news first broke. But I know that that's not something that completely disappears. So I'm,
somebody who's lost both his father and his mother, it never gets easier. It never gets easy. My father passed when I was 5, and I still remember the day my father died vividly. I remember the phone call my mother got telling her my father had died. I remember talking to my father earlier in the day, him telling me he was coming to see me before he died. That pain never goes away. But what you do is you cherish the memories. You cherish the moments. You remember their voice. You remember, that's the one thing you have to remember. Remember their voice. You can always see pictures and remember their face. Never let go of their voice. I have forgotten my father's voice. Granted, I was 5, so that's expected. My mother passed in 2007, unexpectedly from a heart attack at age 50. And when she passed, I was devastated. And one of the things that I had before I moved to California that still had her voice on it was the wireless phone, home phone with an answer machine. And the answer machine had her voice on it. And due to some bad situations, my car got repoed that had all my stuff in it, and I lost that answer machine. And so I'm 13 years later, and I'm almost losing my mother's voice in my head. So never lose that. Hold on to that. That is what will give you the strength to remember that they're with you. He's always going to look down upon you. And as long as you're making him proud and being the man he wants you to be, it's all you can ask for.
Yeah. Thank you for that, man. I can only speak from I've lost friends. I would probably say the harshest death that I've dealt with, at least in recent years, would either be my frat brother or my grandmother. My grandmother, it was sort of sudden because the way that worked is that my grandmother technically was like a god grandmother. This was like my mom's godmother who became her mom because my mom lost her mom at like 24. Like really, really young. So this is the only grandmother that I knew. And her son is a piece of shit. And I say that with all of my heart. He didn't tell anybody that she was sick. We found out about a week before she was going to die that she was on death's door. He had planned a trip to Europe with his wife because she's the devil incarnate. And he just left and went on the trip anyway with his wife and left her in hospice care to essentially die by herself. The only reason we found out is because her next door neighbor, which was one of her best friends, just found her address book and just started calling anybody that was listed under family just to let us know. And we flew down there last minute to be able to say goodbye to her. And it was a lot, man. And I'll never forget the last few conversations we had. So no, it does not get easier. I would say this, the pain doesn't go away, but it gets easier. Let me put it to you that way, in the sense that you learn to be able to deal with it and to cope with it. Mm-hmm. And part of, I think, what makes it almost beautiful is the fact that the reason why you always feel it is because they will always be with you. I wouldn't want it any other way. I wouldn't want to forget my grandmother. I hold her too close to my heart. So, okay, let's get back. I didn't mean to take us that down. We still need to get the smoke.
That's a delicious question about Jill Scott. So yeah. This is what happened. Former Dallas Cowboys linebacker Kyle Caro hopped on the internet and asked the question, are people really attracted to Jill Scott?
Hell yeah.
Nigga, what? Jilly from Philly? Are you? Let me tell you something, and Karama can go ahead and corroborate with this. We were all on a set of Black Lightning back in October. And we went to lunch. We can talk about it now because it's all happened. We went to lunch and I see this sister and I'm like, yo, who is this sister with this Erykah Badu-esque swag? And I looked again and I was like, oh my God, that is Jill Scott. Again, me being told by the PR rep who we have, who is one of our good friends, yo, you can't just go talk. I was like, I won't, you know what I'm saying? And then if you saw the beauty this woman radiated with the verses her and Erykah Badu did, hell yeah. See? See? They literally walked when we saw, yo, I almost, look, I didn't talk to Kress, Nafisa, and the cast, Salim, and all, and we got cool with all, and whatever. Nigga, I saw Jill Scott. I was like, I'm gonna risk it all.
I would hope that if the Washington team does get renamed to the, hold on one second. Oh, that's a little creepy. Great, I'm gonna have to deal with something in a minute in my apartment complex. I don't want to talk about. You might already know. I kind of told you, and I know Kristen, who's listening, that it's happening again. Anyway, I hope that if they do become the Washington Thick, that she becomes like the head mascot cheerleader, Oh my God, bro! Just if y'all don't know what this means, go watch yesterday's episode of Game Time. Oh my God! All right, let's get to some of these other ones. What does it say? Just read it out loud. I can't see it.
They lost all motor functions for a good 5 minutes. Yes, they only did.
We do. I'm trying to read them out. So Manny sent that about his dad. Thank you again. Second, Jay, I saw some of your tweets. Keep your head up. We're here for you and you're loved. Cheers, guys. Love the show. Meow. That was from Matthew and PC from Ambling Soul. Y'all are making me cry here, but I appreciate the honest conversation. Thank you all for that. Let me make sure there's nothing else coming in. Yeah, that's everything. All right. So show us the Smokey Robinson thing, and then we'll get out of here.
Smokey Robinson. Legendary soul singer Smokey Robinson. Somebody need to stop him, Smokey, okay? Smokey's 80 years old. That just made the greatest lounge hit ever.
Wasting your time, drinking that wine, smoking that smoke, doing that coke, dealing that dope, giving up on.
Never watched the whole thing. Oh my god, bro. Oh my goodness. I mean, his voice does sound good, but like, yes, the answer to your question, yes, Hill, this is new. He dropped this a couple days ago, and I just don't. I have a couple questions. The first is Smokey Robinson single-handedly the reason why we are in wave one, part two, essentially? Because we never left the first wave. So is it his fault? Because where the fuck did you get all these niggas to come out in these streets and make this stupid-ass video was my first problem.
Let me tell you something. You can sit there and put a cast call out there. We're looking for people who want to be up in Smokey Robinson video. Who want to go and be a video with
Smokey Robinson? Hell yeah. Okay, we're looking for gangbangers. Gangbangers. But also, some of these lyrics, bro, just the smoking that smoke, doing that coke, selling that dough. Gangbangers. Dude.
Love you back. I'm gonna hit you up and we'll set up.
Well, I'll come and say hi for a little bit. Holy shit, man. My mind is blown. So that was what we wanted to leave y'all on. So good. Go ahead, Jay, plug your stuff, man. What's good? Tell them what you're doing.
That was beautiful. Oh man. Y'all already know the drill though. Twitter, Instagram, and Mr. J Washington, MRJAY. You should know how to spell Washington. Patreon.com/MrJWashington. Join the Supervillain Squad. My $25 and up tier is my one-on-one with the Supervillain. I just set up my next set of 101s to come out. Well, to record, actually. I gotta release the other one. But anyway, you can go check that out. My Stargirl reviews drop every Wednesday on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/JAYWashington80. And my Doom Patrol reviews along with Wednesday Marshall drop on Thursdays on the channel. And this Friday, I'm telling jokes again via Zoom. Shouts out to the homie Nick Alexander for having me on a comedy pop-up variety show. It's going down July 17th, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can get your tickets from comedypopup.eventbrite.com to $5. Come and support. Have some laughs. It's going to be a great variety show. I want you all to come out and check that out. What else? I think that's about it. So yeah, that is it for me. What about you, sir?
Yeah, at the Swaggy Blur, @THESWAGGYBLERD. You can see that right below there. You can reach me at my Patreon, patreon.com/theswaggyblurred. You can check out the different tiers, see what works for you. But if you're in my top two tiers, you can all tiers are welcome to my Discord. But the top two, join my Positive Black People News Writers Room. That's a show that I do. Think Last Week Tonight, but with positive news stories about Black folk. If you're in my writer's room, I mean, we've got this week, we're getting a double dose just because I had to move some stuff around. But Sol Gavin, who's here in the chat, and then Cheryl Corman, who I don't believe she's here today, but they both wrote amazing stories. Both of those stories will premiere. I've decided, just because I've had to keep backing up against the wall, Thursday is going to be the regular release day for PBPN. I just need that time to be able to edit everything and get it done properly. But yes, you will see that drop on Thursday. If you didn't already see last week's episode, which was really dope, you can check that out again, youtube.com/PBPNews. Either way, other than that, I'm done with SCN for this week, but you can see me on SCN Live twice a week. You see me here. We do Game Time on Mondays over with Jade. He mentioned the Doom Patrol reviews. And then Thursday afternoons, I do a show. I have a Twitch channel. Thursday afternoons, I do a show called Swag Back Thursdays. That's where I play a retro game that the community votes on. And then I give you a hip-hop and R&B mixtape from that year for you to have as a souvenir. And then we play the game, listen to the music together, and just chop it up. Sundays, I do something called Swag Day Fun Day. That's where I play Jackbox with the fans. I get some of my friends from In Real Life. And the patrons get the first dibs, but anybody can play with us, and it's a good time. So lots of ways you can connect, hang out, support, all that good stuff. I'm around, and I started playing Final Fantasy VII Remake as well, so I'm doing that at random points in time. Whenever I have free time, I'm just like, fuck it, and I hop on. So keep a lookout on the Twitter for that and all that good stuff. But all that being said, I think
I'm just trying to find a way to make more money, so I will be starting the OnlyFans.
smoking that smoke, doing that dope, yep. Gang banging.
I need to raise
fans, gang banging on OnlyFans, gang banging on OnlyFans, gang banging. Smoking that smoke, doing that dope.
Yeah, we'll holler at y'all.
Bye, bitches.
Like button as you're watching it live. Please click the like button. It helps jump this up in the algorithm. Share this video. Share it. We know some people are watching it live. Some people will watch it later. Please share this video. Make sure you are subscribing to us. Please subscribe to the Blurreds in the Hood channel. We're trying to grow this channel. We need those numbers to go up, and we can only do that with your help and your cooperation. So we're asking you very diligently.
I know you wanted to plug this for yourself. You already talked about that, right?
Oh yeah. By the way, put it up again. It's National Nude Day. It is July 14th, National Nude Day. You can send them nudes. Here's the deal. If you're going to send nudes to people, make sure you use people who you know ain't going to send it to nobody else, i.e. me. I have been
very... Wow!
What? Like, I'm just saying it in general. Here's why I'm saying that. I'm one of those people where if I was sent something like that, that's for nobody else. There are other people like that out there too, but there are some people who are assholes who will share them. So that's why I had to preface that. Winston, calm down, brother.
God damn, she got some big titties.
That's essentially going to be Jay. All right. That's essentially going to be Jay. Be real with y'all. But all that being said, we got to get out of here, man. Thank you so much for rocking with us, y'all. Deuces.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.